here that he is going to bury your adversary.
Amen.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
He going to bury your adversary. Amen. God tired of people messing with you.
Yes. Yes.
He tired of them messing with the people of God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Our scripture, one of our key scriptures is Psalms 34 and 16. Psalms 34 and 16.
Amen.
I want y'all to take notes and really get some stuff, even if you gotta take mental notes. Take some notes because this is still, we in the new month of the new year.
Amen.
And God done said promised us some things already.
Amen.
But you got to get the foundation together. Last week we talked about how to identify the characteristics of all these people. Wolves, goats, and sheep.
Yes.
This week, God said he going to bury your adversary.
Amen.
Scripture, Psalms 34 and 16 says what?
But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth.
Amen.
God says he is going to bury your adversary. Read it again. Amen. I want you to hear it.
But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth.
He said he's going to erase their memory from the earth.
Yes.
It's going to only be a thought, a passing thought of your enemy.
Amen.
Because you ever been in a situation where you see a person all the time, you see them, then all of a sudden you don't see them no more.
Yes.
And you say, what happened to that person? Like they just were wiped off the face of the earth.
Yes.
Then you read down the line, either they passed away or they moved away.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't promise he going to kill them, but he promised he going to move them.
Amen.
That's on him how he do it.
Because
everybody got a measure of grace.
Yes.
And a measure of mercy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Even Judas had a measure of mercy and a measure of grace. Amen. Amen. Our next scripture, Romans 12 and 19. God is in control.
Amen.
Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord.
Amen.
God said he's going to pay them back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stop taking your earrings off and snatching your weave off and taking your tennis off. Ready to scrap. He said, vengeance is his. He going to repay. Don't you know God know how to pay him back way better than us?
Yes.
Amen.
Because see, God knows every man's heart.
Yes.
So he know what hurt him.
Yes.
He know deep down inside how to cut him.
Yes.
We know surface how to get him.
Yes.
We just won't, you know, but God know how to get him from the heart, from the soul.
Yes.
And he'll reach that soul and that heart. Mm. Much as David prayed. David did wrong in God's eyes. He loved David. Mm-hmm. David was after his own heart.
Yes.
But it was nobody more that he loved than David. But David did something he had no business.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't God take his first child, that child from him? Mm-hmm. He allowed the blood to be on his hands where he couldn't even build a temple.
Mm-hmm.
He know David's heart was that child. He took that child. He know David loved what he was doing and he wanted to build a temple.
Mm-hmm.
He took that from him and gave it to the next child that he bore.
Mm-hmm.
But that first one, Bathsheba, when he had an affair with that woman, mm-hmm. he took that child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much he prayed. It didn't change.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
When we define bury, the word bury, what does bury mean to you? What does that mean? Administrator.
Cover up or hide.
Cover up or hide. Sister Ash, that's good.
I was going to say to lay to rest.
To lay to rest. Michelle.
I was going to going to say to put to eternal rest.
To put, that's good. To put to rest. Mm. The Bible says that the dead know nothing.
Yes.
I was on TikTok and I saw this lady shuffling shells. And she shuffling the shells in her hand, throwing them and asking yes or no questions. Mm. And somebody said, do my husband hear me or see me and be talking to me? She said, yeah. The Bible said that they know nothing. Mm. Now you done just got jacked out your $5. Cause that was she did. And at the bottom, why are you talking to this lady? At the bottom of her title, it says hoodoo. Mm. She is the hoodoo queen. That's what's at the bottom of her title. You know how you have your little scriptures, who they is?
Yes.
Hoodoo. Hoodoo voodoo queen. That's what they got. Mm.
Jesus.
And you going to let this lady shake shells like you buy at the store to put in your hair, them little shells, in her hand and throw them. Mm. And say, yeah, he be talking to you. Ask that woman for your money back. She done jack you without a gun.
Mm. Do it,
to bury means completely cover. Hide under the ground. When something is buried, they hide it under the ground. Mm. Back in the old days, which is not too, they doing it now because it's popular. They'll take your hand buried and say some curse words over you. Back in the days when I was coming up, I done heard them old women say what they used to do with stuff and put it under the ground. What you doing? I was a child. Like, what you doing? I knew it wasn't right. I knew that. Amen?
Amen.
Watch was being buried.
Oh, that's so good.
Watch it. Or watch what you think being buried.
Mmm.
It might be buried, but guess what? Not for a good reason. Mm. Adversary. What does adversary mean? Anybody? You know, this is a teaching ministry. This Q&A. Amen?
Your enemy.
Your enemy. Mm. And guess what? Sometimes, and I'm going to say this because I want you to make note of it. Sometimes your enemy is your inner me.
That's good.
Because a man can't agree unless he like it. Mm-hmm. How can two walk together unless they agree?
Amen.
Sometimes they like it. That's why you keep getting affiliated.
Jesus.
Sometimes the enemy is the enemy. It's the adversary on the inside fighting you.
Jesus.
Your own lust, your own thoughts, your own wants. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody else? She said, what you say, sis?
Enemy.
Who else? What is an adversary?
A person who seeks to destroy you.
A person that seeks to destroy. Mm-hmm. Amen. Anybody else? That's good. Sis Ashley.
I'm going to say the young kids say your op.
Mm-hmm. Your op. The one you beefing with. I say that in a minute. Then you beef.
Amen.
See, I told y'all I'm in the middle. I know that I'm in the middle. I be in all that stuff. I'm on business. I'm standing on business. I'm standing on business too. God's business. Shit cracking up. Because she's not telling the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I stand on it.
Amen.
It says, anyone or anything that oppose God's, his people, or his will, ranging from literally human enemies and accusers in a court of spiritual forces with Satan, the devil. Mm. So that means your adversary is anybody that's standing on Satan's side.
Mm.
Amen.
That's why I say you make a fool me past this though, but you can't fool me in here.
Amen.
And we talked about discerning billy goats,
yes,
and the wolves.
Yes.
Anyone or anything, anything that oppose God, mm-hmm, his people, or his will. Mm-hmm. That means if they working against the will of God, that's your adversary.
That's right. Right.
Because you're a God person.
That's right.
You're a Christian. You profess Christianity.
That's right.
So if they're talking about shaking shells, Lord Jesus, help them. Mm. Or they got these, they got these little things they do this week. Mm. Okay. That's a yes.
Yeah.
That's a no. Are you serious? Mm. These people be doing this. Or they take a swing the pendulum and it stop on something. Mm. It swung on a no. It swung on the yes. Then they smart. Because they said, don't ask me no paternity questions. Paternity questions. Don't ask me no certain questions. They don't want you asking them. Because they know that's in God's hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's not coming to pass, they're going to deal with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they got to ask you yes or no stuff.
Jesus.
Why you can't answer that? They're crazy. Cut that mess off, y'all. As we coexist in this world, as Christians, we need to remember inside of this world, there are many worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, some of them are wicked worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You think this the only world you in? Go to the first quarter. That's another world. Go right over there in New Orleans with all your jewelry on, with the windows down. With your money hanging out the window. That's another world. We are in many worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the, they got a rainbow world. They're doing that kind of stuff. That's their world. There are many worlds inside this world.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there are wickedness inside this world.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know what world you're in.
Amen.
Surround yourself with people of your like mind.
Mm-hmm.
Christians. That's the world you're in. Stay. Because let me tell you something. When you step outside the circle of your world and you introduce yourself to other worlds, you ain't ready for that. You don't know what's in there.
Amen.
You'll wake up one morning wondering why you're doing something you don't have no business. Like, why I can't shake this? Because you done crossed over into that world.
Mm.
Knowingly and unknowingly, you can do it. It's dangerous. We will be faced with a lot of adversaries. People who has chosen to dislike us for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If you sitting in here and you think you don't have no adversary, you better think again.
Mm.
You don't even know who they are. Like that lady who was looking at me with one eye.
Jesus.
I don't know that lady from left from right. Some you gonna know, some you not gonna know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who.
Right.
Sometimes I'm on the telephone with the members or somebody. I tell them, let me hang up or put my earphones in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm talking about stuff and I don't know who listening.
Yes.
I don't know who around me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who is who. You better watch it.
Amen.
They could be a part of who don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Always pay attention to what's going on around you. Amen?
Amen.
We also should understand that God is even in control of how we die.
Mm.
God is in control of how we die. Example, Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bringing this point up because we talked about the burial. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
God was in control of how she died. Now, let me tell you something. It's an honor, and it has always been an honor to be buried, mm-hmm. or cremated, or put away properly.
Yes.
But even back in the days when certain things happened, they would go get that body and give them a proper burial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the cowboy days, they'll dig a hole and put you in the ground first before they leave the buzzards to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
It was respectful. It was a proper burial. But when you find people that get improperly away from here, something happened. Jezebel was knocked down by Jehu.
Mm-hmm.
And she fell over the balcony and the dogs ate her up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Go to 2 Kings 9 and 10. Get y'all a little understanding. Can you imagine dogs ripping your head off, your arms out the side of your legs? Mm-hmm. Wild dogs. Wild dogs are wolves.
Mm-hmm.
She got it how she lived.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs will eat Ahab's wife Jezebel at the plot of land in Jezreel, and no one will bury her. Mm-hmm. Then the young prophet opened the door and ran.
Mm-hmm. See, if you have an enemy, and that enemy died tragically, where they're not even able to be buried, something happened.
She sure did. Jesus.
Something happened. The old folks used to say, if you find somebody in the street with their shoes on, something happened.
Jesus.
They walked in the hell.
Jesus.
Because most of the time, and I don't know how this happens, you could be in an accident. The first thing come off is your shoes.
That's right.
You see people in the street, the first thing off is what? Their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But let a man be laying in the street with his shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say, she was right. There are some people so wicked, God will allow them to die a horrible death.
Because
mm-hmm. they're wicked. If a man just fall on the floor and pass away, he lived a good life.
Mm-hmm.
No suffering. Just ate a steak and just laid on the floor and just went to sleep. He lived good. He did something right in his life. But if you catch a man that ran him 99 miles through the woods, caught him, clipped his hair off, chopped his fingernail, come on now. He suffered and tortured. They used to have a man work with pastor, an old man, and I used to all when I go get bring pastor his lunch or whatever. I used to say, "What's wrong with that man?" First of all, he didn't like my husband. He would call him all kind of you know what. He was very prejudiced, so he'll call him all kind of names. And when I would see him, he'll be sitting there and say, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God," over and over and over. And my husband would say, "He getting tortured. He's being tortured." For being so black-hearted and mean. Spit on you. He was just hateful.
Jesus.
He hated my husband to help him do anything.
Mm.
And he'll be sitting there, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. And my husband said, I'll call him now.
Amen.
Too late to call him now.
Mm-hmm.
He was so hateful and mean. And in those days, those are the people that's going to be calling him. They know they done did wrong. They know they done treated you with a long-handled spoon for no reason. The nature of your adversary is to hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ever wonder why people just don't like you? That is their job. Judas hated Jesus for no reason. Jezebel hated Elijah for no reason. Saul hated David for no reason. They don't have to have a reason not to like you.
Jesus.
It's just your chemistry of life. Your Christian DNA. They hate. It's their job. They don't need a reason. They just hate your existence. They hate that you breathing. They don't want you to breathe. They feel cheated out of something. Are you serious?
Jesus.
They desire that you go and that you don't have a reason to come around them. Mm-hmm. And they want you gone. They want you off the face of this earth. Jesus. They got some people want you gone.
Jesus.
I know somebody wished me away before they wished my husband. They think I don't know it.
Jesus.
And they was disappointed that he left first.
Oh, Jesus.
How can you like the husband and don't like the wife when we won?
Amen.
How can I like you and don't like him? How can I like him and don't like you?
Jesus. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
They don't have to have a reason to hate you. They just hate you because they want to be you. They think your life is better than theirs. Most of the people that exist as your adversary are people that know you. These ain't no strangers. How you think they know you? They've been around you. Now I'm about to tell you something. Some of them your family.
Yep.
Because family is familiar.
Yes.
I don't think there's nobody born that don't have one person in their family that dislike them for nothing. Like what I did you. I have an aunt that know I'm a pastor. Know I'm a preacher. Been a preacher for 38 years. Will not use me for nothing for the family. She'll go get somebody from somewhere else. Before she asks me to say a prayer. Jealous. Hate my soul. For what? What I did you? Never did you nothing. And my mama, bless her soul, you know what she said? She always hated you. Since she was a baby.
No, Jesus. Wow.
Long as I got the concept, I understand who she is. That's what I said. Y'all need to understand where they come from.
Right.
So you know how to deal with them accordingly. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Your so-called friends are associates. When we say the word friend, what's at the end of it?
End.
You wonder how relationships just stop. That friend closed it out. And God, depending on where you're going in life, God shed it off. Because they can't go with you where you're going.
That's right. Yes, amen.
You can't take them. They got to stay where they at because they ain't ready. I had a friend told me, I'd never come to your church.
Jesus.
Know what I told him? That's your business. I'm gone. That ain't stopping me. She sure did. She ain't care for my husband. So she said, I'd never come to your church. I said, okay. Your husband just more ratchet than he could be, but I'm out. I'll come to the barbecue. You got the right ribs on. I'll sit right there and burp. Bro, give me a Sprite to wash it down. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to watch him. You put some Hanukkah on my ribs too.
Lord Jesus.
That is, you put that on them. Amen.
Amen.
So you don't have to come. That's fine with me as long as I'm there. And as long as the people that God told me going to be there, going to be there.
Amen.
Because that's who I'm in charge of and over.
Yes.
I'm watching for their soul.
Yes, Jesus.
That's when I get concerned when I don't see my babies. Then I got to say, where y'all at?
Amen.
Because God got something for you today.
Yes.
He going to serve you a hot plate.
Hey, glory be to God.
Ain't no ice water in you.
Amen.
The Jews were James's people. And they rejoiced at his death. I'm trying to give you an example. The Jews was James's people. And it was happy when he died. Go to Acts 12 and 1 through 3. So I'm trying to tell you, the people that's familiar in your family, when something, don't be crazy and think that they ain't happy. They got some people wish I don't wake up.
Jesus.
And guess what? They got some people wish you don't wake up too.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Every time you wake up, you give them a black eye. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Acts 12, 1 and 3.
About that time, King Herod Agrippa began to persecute some believers in the church. He had the apostle James, John's brother, killed with the sword. When Herod saw how much this pleased the Jewish people, he also arrested Peter. This took place during the Passover celebration.
Amen. They rejoiced. Mm-hmm. They had a party. Mm-hmm. They got that old rusty barbecue grill out. And they said, he gone, y'all. Mm. How many times we go places and they having more fun at the repass?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Why you ain't saying? You done forgot who you just buried? You in there doing the boost to the grind at the repass.
Jesus.
Why are you doing the boost to the ground? You should still. A repass is the mourning of the person that passed.
Yes.
Y'all in there passing around plates, set the lining, got the J&B jazz band. Tell me, I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Walking them down.
Jesus.
Getting it in. I won't know who walking me down. Which way you walking me down like that? This is supposed to be a time of grief. A time of sadness. I mean, you could be happy that I'm going to heaven. And you could Holy Ghost praise. But why you got the steppers out there with purple, green, and yellow on with your umbrellas? Mm-hmm. Walking me down.
Jesus.
Pay attention. It was the Jews that had Saul, Paul of Tarsus, arrested. As long as he walked the regions preaching and teaching, and before his Damascus experience, he blasphemed the gospel, and nobody arrested him. But as soon as he came back to his own country, by his people, I sent the... I don't know who I sent it with. Sometimes I just do some little stuff and I send the members certain things. And I was showing them, I said, look at your people. They had this lady, second line, she was like this. She was getting it in, baby. I said, what is she doing? I mean, she was walking it down. I said, look at y'all people. We come all the way back from all these places after Katrina to do this. Look at your people, please, Jesus. Look at them, Lord. I be laughing. It's not funny, but I do laugh because some of the stuff they doing is so funny. They got this lady. She got this social pleasure club. She's an older woman. She organized it back in the 60s. Lord, what that woman was out there doing for second line? Sit down. Get in the car and ride on the roof or something. You should have. I know that arthritis had to whoop them. Because you looking like you having a stroke out there. My sister said, Lord have mercy. She going to die in the middle of the I said, looking like she got cramps. Walking down the street, let that go. How old you gonna be before you stop this? Let it go. It's for the young folks. It ain't for you, poo. And if they had sense, they wouldn't be doing. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Go to Acts 21, 27 through 36. When Paul went where he went after his Damascus experience, he got arrested. That's why God sent you away to get yourself together. Amen. This ain't no shout message, but this some wisdom. This the Mardi Gras season. Y'all better have some common sense.
Amen.
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 The 7 days were almost ended when some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul in the temple and roused the mob against him. They grabbed him, yelling, "Men of Israel, help us. This is the man who preaches against our people everywhere and tells everybody to disobey the Jewish laws. Mm. He speaks against the temple and even defiles this holy place, bringing in the Gentiles. For earlier that day, they had seen him in the city with Trophimus, mm-hmm. a Gentile from Ephesus, and they assumed that Paul had taken them into the temple. The whole city was rocked by these accusations, and a great riot followed. Paul was grabbed and dragged out of the temple, and immediately the gates were closed behind him. As they were trying to kill him, word reached the commander of the Roman regiment that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. He immediately called out his soldiers and officers and ran down among the crowd. When the mob saw the commander and the troops coming, they stopped beating Paul. Then the commander arrested him and ordered him bound with two chains. He asked the crowd who he was and what he had done. Some shouted one thing and some shouted another. Since he couldn't find out the truth, all in an uproar and confusion, he ordered that Paul be taken to the fortress. As Paul reached the stairs, the mob grew so violent that the soldiers had to lift him to their shoulders to protect him, and the crowd followed behind him, shouting, "Kill him, kill him." Mm-hmm. As Paul was about to be taken inside, he said to the commander, "May I have a word with you? Do you know Greek?" The commander acts surprised.
Mm-hmm. He went all the way back home to get locked up.
Jesus.
They almost killed him. But God had more work for him.
Yes, right. Praise God.
And sometimes these spirits, they want to kill you. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see you prosper. Mm. They want you. Don't be surprised when somebody don't care for you. Don't be surprised when people come up to you and say ugly things to you. Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised when people work against you. But God said he come to bury your adversary.
Yes.
I'm walking you through this because I want you to know where he buried you from.
Hey,
what he keeping from happening to you. Mm-hmm. He keeping you from being arrested.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He keeping you from being killed.
Thank you, Jesus.
He keeping you from being robbed. He keeping you from being harmed.
Thank you, Jesus.
These people was in the fold. Mm-hmm. There wasn't the people that show in, they know you. They done sucked with you. They done ate with you. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if the person don't like you ate with you. Amen.
Amen.
It's the truth. Mm-hmm. Y'all done belched together. Mm-hmm. Both of y'all was sitting there sharing baking soda. Mm. Jesus. Cause your belly was about to sit to the side. And that's the person don't like you. Be it brother, sister, auntie. It's the truth. I got a few of them in my family. I'm cannibal. I'm whatever. I'm going to do what I do.
Amen.
For Thanksgiving, yeah, I was at the party. I was sitting there looking at them. Give me back at them. Give me some gumbo. Give me y'all going to look crazy at me. I'm going to sit right back and look crazy back at you. The Bible says a man foes are members of his own house. Mm. That is why it is important to know them that labor among you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Know them that's in your area, in your Amen. Circle. Keep your circle small. Mm-hmm. I tell y'all that all the time. Mm-hmm. If the circle too wide, you don't know where the knife coming from.
That's right. Hey, yes.
But if you keep your circle, there's very few you can pity. But if it's a big old circle, you can't pin down who it is, Daddy. Mm-hmm. I love quality over quantity.
Amen.
I always say y'all the God's quality.
Amen.
Y'all God's grown folk. I don't have to beat on y'all with a baseball bat. Come here, boom. I don't have to do that. Y'all know what you're supposed to do. Go to Micaiah 7:6. You shouldn't be questioning yourself. How could they do me that? Mm. Why would they do that to me? Mm. We do say it because it hurt. Mm-hmm. You we human. I see. Now why they did that? Like, what you doing that for? Micaiah 76.
For the son despises his father, the daughter defies her mother, the daughter-in-law defies her mother-in-law. Your enemies are right in your own household.
Mm. And you know what's real sad? When you're sleeping with him.
Yes, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I preached the message one time, sleeping with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping, you think it's a necklace and that's the snake around your neck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
You wonder how they can do it to you. Man, how you could steal my food stamps? Take my EBT card and go get you a meat special. Ain't no me in my chair home. I'ma hurt you. Man, how you could take my light bill money and know we got to disconnect those? It happens.
Jesus.
And when it happens, it don't feel good. You be so angry, you want to hurt them. But then you have to remember, if you're a Christian, they ain't steal it from you. They take it from God.
That's right.
Because you belong to him. Yeah. And yours is his and his is yours. So if they take from you, they take out of your mouth, they take it out of God's mouth. They take out of, you better know what I'm talking about. And they ain't saw the things they gonna suffer for messing with you. When you know you have an adversary, don't run to make up with these people.
Right.
Distance yourself from your adversary. God said, pray for them that despitefully use you. Not stay with those that despitefully use you.
Right.
If you know they don't like you, what you around them for?
Amen.
What are you hanging over there for? If you know they don't like you, what make you think they're going to accept you? You just giving them more ammunition to dislike you even more.
Jesus.
Because the more they know, the more they going to hate you.
That's right.
And the more they going to use to shoot you. The less they know, the better it is. Yeah, my cabinet's falling down with food, and yours empty. I wouldn't give you a can of tuna fish. You. Blank of the... Come forgive me. You tuna fish. You sardines. You know what you want to call them something. Amen. Don't be running up on these people wanting to be their friend. Matthew 5 and 44. Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do. And we got to say, forgive them for they know not what they do and keep it moving. He ain't never said he was going back and let Judas keep kissing him.
Right. Mm-mm.
Judas kissed him once and he rolled. He went on and did what God told him to do. Matthew 5 and 44.
But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you.
Amen.
Love your enemies. It's hard. Look at your neighbor. Say it's hard.
It's hard.
And nobody won't pray for somebody don't like them.
Right.
That's right.
That's the last thing you do. Yeah, you be praying for them. Praying that the earth open up and swallow anybody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Like, you know why? I just can't squeeze my eyes and just hope they're not here no more. Our troubles will be over.
Yeah.
But guess what? As long as you're a woman or a man of God and God got something for you to do, he going to send another one.
That's right.
Because you're going to get your proper training. So you might as well get training with the ones you used to. Because the new ones might be worse. Amen? Am I making sense?
Yes.
When you encounter people who don't want to connect with you, don't be alone that God's protecting you.
That's right.
Right.
God is protecting you. When you get with people, you find people, I don't want to deal with her. Good. You don't know what you're missing.
Amen.
They don't know what they're missing. Because my heart is right.
Mm-hmm.
The ones you think right ain't right. But God said he's going to hold me up with his right hand.
That's
right. And he's going to hold you up with his right hand. Y'all remember that game, Left Hand Johnny? Y'all probably too young to remember that game. When they say you left hand Johnny, that means you was it. They say you run around, you find the person, and they take their left hand and touch you, and they say left hand Johnny. That means you was it. They ain't never said right hand Johnny. They said left hand Johnny. Cause Johnny about to do something he ain't got no business. Whatever we put on the board, that what Johnny had to go do. Y'all remember spin the bottle?
Yes.
I know y'all remember that. Lord Jesus, I just want to take that Bible sometime and just hit somebody with it.
Let me get off from you.
I ain't paying no more. That was a soul news. I ain't kissing him. Ugly boy. Why is always spin on the ugly boy? The cute boy, I ain't never get him. Right. I should keep getting the cute. Y'all just set this up. This is a setup.
Right.
I'm telling you. Did we do Matthew 5 and 44?
Yes, ma'am.
When you encounter people who don't want to connect with you, don't be alone. That's God protecting you. Psalms 121, 7 through 8. If they don't like you, good. That means when they stand at the bus stop and you in your nice warm car, pass them up. You ain't got to give them the ride. They don't like you. You can look at them and wave. How you doing? Put your window back up and keep moving. Pass them up. Psalms 121, 7 and 8 says what?
The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
He protecting you. Mm-hmm. Just like having a guard dog. Mm-hmm. Your guard dog ain't going to let nobody walk up to you and rob you and hit you in the head. He gonna bite them. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. He protecting you from them fools. He said he will also use your angels to encamp watch over you.
Yes.
How many of y'all know you can have the rights to call your angels? Amen. How many of them use your angels? I use my angels.
Yes, indeed.
That's what they're there for.
Yes.
Go in there and give your angel not to use them. Mm-hmm. Open your mouth and say, sick them, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Get them. It's your right. Mm-hmm. Psalms 91 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 91 and 11.
For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go.
Wherever you go. Amen. He gonna order the angels to protect you. Mm-hmm. Why not ask God to send your angels? I said sick them. Send your angels. Mm-hmm. 2 Thessalonians 3, 2 and 4. We almost done. I got to teach y'all before y'all leave because I might not get another chance. 2 Thessalonians 2 through 4. 3, 2 through 4.
Pray too that we are rescued from wicked and evil people, for not everyone is a believer. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. We are confident in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do things that we commanded you.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to continue to do things. Amen. God, that he command. Let me tell you something. You know, sometimes we don't want to put our ears on to what God is telling us. But hell, who's ever been in a situation where God told them something on Sunday and between Monday and Friday they had to deal with it? All the time. As long as you outside of the doors of this church or outside of the doors of your home, you're going to always have a fight.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all fights you can't see how to swing. Mm-hmm. So you need to know how to call your angels and call on the Lord to swing for you. Mm-hmm. You need to know that. You need to know how to get up and ask God to help you. Help your children. These kids is innocent.
Yes.
Nothing hurts a parent more than when somebody mess with their children. Mm-hmm. And I don't care who it is. It's like, man, look a here. You can mess with me, but don't mess with them. Because they're kids. They don't know no better. They're up and coming. Amen?
Amen.
But guess what? How many of y'all know the devil or mess with them too?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And guess what? They'll mess with them to a point where they'll, the children, the devil will mess with the children and the children will mess with you and you will mess with somebody that's keeping peace with you.
Mm, my God.
Because the enemy that got in through the child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tow something up. That's the way he operates. He's sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care. He don't care how pretty them children is back there, how beautiful or handsome this boy is. That's an open vessel.
Mm-hmm.
That's an innocent vessel that don't know no better. That's why you got to teach them.
Amen.
During the test and trial concerning your adversary, you have to remember peace doesn't come when the storm stops.
Mm.
Peace comes when Jesus walks into the storm.
Amen.
When God in the storm, that's when it stops. Mark 4 and 39. Your adversary, you have to remember, peace doesn't come when the storm stops. Peace comes when the when Jesus walks in your storm.
Amen.
They got some people ain't gonna give you no peace.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 4 and 39.
When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm.
Hey.
Use your angels in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And say, "Lord, block the ice peak."
Yes, Jesus.
From whichever way it comes. Because somebody could pass and juke you in your liver.
Mm-hmm.
So quick, you think it's a pin stick. You don't even know you bleed. That's how sneaky the devil is.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 48 and 22. I'ma work them Bibles to death. Come on. Work them Bibles to death. Some of y'all ain't opening Bibles. Say, whew.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little dust in there. Last time you open it. It's probably winking at you. There'll be something you going through that find your $100 bill, huh? You forgot you put in there. Isaiah 48 and 22.
But there is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord.
There's no peace for the wicked.
That's right.
Look at your neighbor and say, the Bible said there ain't no peace.
There ain't no peace.
So that means your enemy, your adversary ain't got no peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're trying to mess with you.
Yes.
That's right.
Because they ain't got no peace.
Mm-hmm.
We got the peace.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And God is in the peace storm with us.
Yes.
Storms raging all around them. They can't help it. So that's why they messing with you. They're miserable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no rest for them.
Mm. My God.
They can't go down and lay down and go to sleep. Something wrestling with them in their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You must understand that these people who are our adversaries have elected to be our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
If they are our enemies, for whatever reason, they have chose to operate against us
mm-hmm.
and fight against us. But the Bible tells us in Psalms 35 and 1.
Yes.
Read it. That's your yes. scripture for the
yes,
week.
Yes.
Stand on it.
Yes.
Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight against those who fight against me.
Amen.
Oppose those who oppose me.
Mm-hmm.
Plead my cause, oh
yes.
God. Fight against those that fight against me.
Yes.
Stand up for me, Lord.
Yes.
Block out my enemies. Put a barricade in front of them.
Yes, Jesus.
Let them, when they get to the end of the tunnel, they got a rock right there.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a stone in front of them, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If you are frustrated about your adversaries, don't be. Because your enemy's job is to steal your joy, steal your peace, and make you upset. They watch your moves. They observe and monitor your strategies. Their nature is to hate you. The wolf hates you. Look at your neighbor and say, the wolf hate me.
The wolf hate me.
In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Jesus.
That's it.